Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know the behaviors that you need to change for real weight loss to stay in your life, to become a part of your life? Well, that's what seems to be so hard for people. And my guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's associate professor in the Department of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parr. Let's talk about some real things that people change in their behavior to lose weight once and for all. I would like to start with eating breakfast. Yes or no?
Oh, I think a definite yes. I think when people eat a healthy breakfast, it gives them energy. It gives them some food to get through the morning. A lot of people, when they don't eat breakfast, get hungry and get really hungry and then overeat at their next meal, or will have kind of a mid-morning snack before lunch and end up eating more calories than they would have had they just had a good breakfast to begin with.
Okay, because sometimes we hear these different things. What about weighing yourself? This has been a subject of controversy over and over. Don't weigh yourself. See how your clothes fit. Do weigh yourself. Yeah. It keeps you accountable. What do you think?
I think weigh yourself. I think people who are trying to have lost weight and they're trying to keep it off, I think if they weigh themselves once a week, I think that's good. And the reason it's good is so many people will step on a scale and say, oh my gosh, how did I gain 10 pounds? I didn't know this was happening. But it had been over a long period of time. And if somebody's weighing themselves regularly, they're going to be able to see that happen. And what they can do is they can stop it at 1 or 2 pounds before it becomes 10 or 15 pounds.
I agree with you completely, because when they say, oh, just see how your clothes fit, a lot of clothes today, especially the new jeans for women, are that stretchy material. And you don't notice that it's just a little bit tighter, or, you know, elastic waistbands are the demise of all of us, really.
They are. I notice that same thing in men's pants. Most men's pants now have they call it the comfort waistband. You know what that really means, right? You can gain a couple inches and still wear the same size pants.
It does, and that is really a problem. So
it
we
is.
Have to look at that behavior. So right now we're saying eat breakfast. Right now we're saying weigh yourself at least once a week.
Yeah, I don't think it's something people need to obsess over, but I think it's something people need to be aware of.
Now, how about journaling? I am a big fan of journaling, but people don't want to do journaling for a very long period of time.
Well, there are some people who love journaling, who love writing things down, who love making lists, and for those people, that's going to work great. There are other people who the idea of keeping track of what they're doing or writing things down or journaling stresses them out to no end. And I think that we give these sort of blanket recommendations, but the people who are trying to do this are individuals. And for people who this will work for them, and I encourage everyone to give it a try because it can be very helpful, but if it's going to work for them, it's going to work great. And if it's something that just doesn't fit with their personality or the way they like to operate, it's probably not going to help. It's a great idea, though. It really helps people kind of understand what's going on with them, so that they can kind of keep track of how they're doing.
What about the negative self-talk? That's the next thing I'd like to ask you to help us change, especially the women out there, Dr. Parr. We first thing we do in the morning is look in the mirror and say, Jesus, I'm so bloated. Oh, my God, how did I get so fat? Or we step on the scale and say, oh, my God, where did those 3 pounds? I know where those 3 pounds came from. You know, it's so demeaning to our own selves, the way we talk about ourselves.
It is. I guess, you know, maybe some people might find motivation in that, but a lot of times the way you're describing it, it is negative, and it promotes negative feelings. And you know, if there's a way to avoid that, I think people should do it. I think, you know, the weight and the way people look and the way people feel be a reason to make changes, not a value or not a measure of their self-worth. And I think it's important to make that distinction.
Well, if anybody said the things to us that we say to ourselves, we would tell them to, you know, really where they could go.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times people are their own worst enemy because that negative self-talk leads to, well, why bother trying to eat healthy today? Or why bother exercising today? And it's a slippery slope that's part of that cycle where people gain weight and keep it on.
Absolutely. And it is why bother, because when you then do that and you say, oh, I'm so bloated today, what's the point? And yeah. So then it kind of spirals into its own,
right.
You know, kind of thing that is really, you know, really dastardly
yeah.
for the way that we feel. Now, what about getting an accountability partner? When I was losing weight, Dr. Parr, I had mm-hmm. my husband
yep.
and people were horrified. You know, they're like, well, you don't want someone saying, should you be eating that? Or,
yeah.
you know, hey, what about the person who says, I made this for you? Well, you didn't make mm-hmm. that for me if it's something really bad for me.
Yeah.
What about that accountability person?
I think having either another person or group of people that you're trying to lose weight with or trying to make these behavior changes with is an excellent idea. I think we all function better when we know we're accountable to other people. And it doesn't have to be in a negative way. It doesn't necessarily have to be, are you sure you should be eating that? But I think knowing that you're going to have to sit down with someone and say, here's what I did this week and here's how my week went, might make you do a little bit better that week. And I think that's a great way to kind of improve your success.
Now, what about using the social networks? Because they always say when you're attempting to lose weight or quit smoking, you do not tell people. Because if you tell people and then you fail, you're setting yourself up for ridicule and failure. But now in the days of tweeting and Facebook, do you go on and say, today is the day, I've started? And is that going to set you up for ridicule or encouragement?
No, I think telling other people what you're doing is important, especially people that are close to you, because they need to understand that you might be doing things differently now. And if they understand why, they're probably going to be a lot more accommodating. I think that now with online, Facebook and Twitter, all of these great resources where people can connect with others without actually, you know, meeting them physically, but connect with other people who are doing the same thing, I think is great. I have a friend on Facebook who has tried to quit smoking a couple times, and every time he says, you know, this is the time I'm going to do it, and he gets a lot of encouragement from other people. And, you know, he does well for a while and he relapses, but, you know, I'm thinking that support helps him do better each time than he would have without it. And eventually it's going to work.
Well, and that kind of segues into the all or nothing approach. How
yeah.
do we nix that all or nothing approach? I'm going to do it today. I'm stopping. I'm just not going to eat any more desserts. I'm not
yeah.
going to eat any more things that are bad for me. And of course, that's going to set you up for failure right there.
Of course it is. I think people need, like I said before, people need to be realistic about what they're willing and not willing to change and take that into account. So, you know, saying you'll never be able to eat dessert again, well, my gosh, who would ever want that? I think the approach has to be, you know, you're going to have to make some changes, and a good change to make is not eating dessert as often. And when you do, making sure you account for that in some other way. So cutting back on something else in your diet or doing some additional exercise. And I think if people look at it as maintaining a balance, they'll have a lot better luck.
I think that's really a great way for people to see where they're going. Now, if you would, please, Dr. Parr, in 30 seconds, wrap up how to change these behaviors for getting that weight off once and for all.
Yeah. It really is a combination of small steps. You know, eating breakfast, keeping track of your weight and what you're doing, taking it day by day and knowing that small changes will add up over time. The all-or-nothing approach of you have to change everything all of a sudden or it's not going to work. Most people doesn't work. And so, you know, incremental changes, doing little things that add up is really what's going to lead to long-term success.
I agree completely. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And this is Radio MD and Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.